Hey everyone, Riley Hart here. Welcome back to Radiant Confidence. You know that feeling when you're carrying around the weight of the world on your shoulders? Like every little thing is just piling up and making it harder to even breathe, let alone smile? We've all been there, right? And honestly, sometimes just knowing you're not alone can make a world of difference. That's why today we're diving into something incredibly powerful. Creating a supportive community for your mental health. Because guess what? You don't have to face this journey alone. You see, true strength isn't about being superhuman and handling everything by yourself. It's about recognizing that sometimes, we all need a helping hand, a listening ear, or just someone who gets it. And a supportive community can be like that lifeline, pulling you back up when you feel like you're sinking. Now, let's get real for a second. Building this kind of community isn't always easy. It takes effort, vulnerability, and a willingness to open up. But trust me, the rewards are worth it. It's like planting a seed. With consistent care and attention, it blossoms into something beautiful and life-giving. First things first, start with yourself. Cultivate self-awareness. Understand your own needs and how you cope with stress. What makes you feel grounded? Is it journaling, taking walks in nature, or just having a good laugh? Once you know what works for you, you can start sharing that with others. Next, actively seek out like-minded individuals. This doesn't necessarily mean joining a formal group, although that can be helpful. It could be as simple as reaching out to friends and family, or even striking up conversations with people who share your interests online. Remember, shared experiences create connections, and those connections become the foundation of your support system. Don't shy away from vulnerability. Sharing your struggles, both big and small, can be incredibly liberating. It breaks down walls, fosters empathy, and reminds everyone that we're all human, flawed, beautiful, and navigating this crazy thing called life together. And remember, true connection happens when we allow ourselves to be seen, heard, and understood. Be a good listener. Offer genuine support and encouragement without judgment. Sometimes, just having someone who truly hears you can make a world of difference. Be present in those conversations, ask thoughtful questions, and let people know they're not alone. Ever felt like you were carrying the weight of the world on your shoulders? Like everything was piling up and it was becoming harder and harder to breathe? We've all been there. Maybe you're feeling overwhelmed by work deadlines, relationship stress, or just the general chaos of life. It can feel incredibly isolating, right? But what if I told you that you don't have to go through this alone? That there are people out there who understand, who have felt the same way, and who want to help. That's where building a supportive community for your mental health comes in. Think about it like this. You wouldn't try to climb a mountain solo without any gear or support, right? Well, navigating life's challenges is kind of like that. You need those people around you, the friends who pick you up when you fall, the family who offers a listening ear, the mentors who guide you through tough times. Imagine this, you're feeling anxious about an upcoming presentation. Instead of stressing alone, you reach out to a friend who has always been supportive and good at calming you down. They offer words of encouragement, maybe even share some tips from their own experiences. Suddenly, that fear feels less overwhelming, right? That's the power of community. It transforms individual struggles into shared experiences, turning anxieties into manageable challenges. So, how do we actually build this supportive network? Remember those key takeaways we talked about? Cultivate self-awareness, connect with like-minded individuals, and practice vulnerability. These aren't just abstract concepts, they're actionable steps you can take right now. Let's recap the most important points from today's episode. First, remember that prioritizing your mental health is not a sign of weakness. It's an act of courage and self-love. Second, know that you don't have to do this alone. Reaching out for support is a strength, not a burden. And finally, be patient with yourself in the process. Building a supportive community takes time and effort, but it's one of the most rewarding investments you can make in your overall well-being. Now, I want to hear from you. What are some ways you actively cultivate support in your life? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's continue this conversation and inspire each other to create a world where mental health is valued and supported. Until next time, keep shining bright, my friends.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.